It was 1992, and I thought I figured out how I was going to learn how to do the moonwalk. I was in like fifth grade, and the new jacket and pair of shoes came out. And I ran home. I seen a kid at school. He had the red jacket and the red shoes on. And I went home and I said, "Mom, I need to get these shoes and this jacket." She goes, "Why, David?" I said, "Because I want to learn how to do the moonwalk." And I thought, I was convinced that this was going to help me to begin my career as a dancer, a professional musical dancer, music videos, who knows. And she looked at me in her Caribbean accent. She says, "I'm not going to buy you those. You need to find your own money." And I said, "Okay, Ma." I said, "What do I do?" She goes, "You figure it out." She goes, "Look at all these other kids out here working." So I talked to my friend Sean, and he gave me a bright idea. He said, "Why don't we cut grass for a living?" I said, "Really?" So we went down to the local dump where Sean told me the DPW workers had a tendency to save the lawnmowers and tried to fix them. We went down there and we knocked on the door. These big two burly guys came out and said, "What do you need?" I said, "Hey, do you guys have any lawnmowers?" One of them said, "Yeah, we have a yellow one, actually. You guys need it?" I said, "Yes, please." So they gave us this yellow lawnmower that smoked a mile away. We were cutting grass and people thought it was a fire. I didn't know what was wrong with it. I was 13. I'd never been in any class to learn how to fix it. Only thing it needed was a spark plug and some new oil. I didn't find that out until a year later. But it's all right. We still did what we had to do with a smoky lawnmower. So I ran around and I went to my friend Muhammad's house. He was the only guy in the neighborhood who had an IBM computer. Keep in mind, this is 1992. And he can print flyers. I couldn't believe it. It was like top secret. It was like, wow. So I went to Muhammad and I said, "Muhammad, please, just print me one flyer." I said, "Just put a lawnmower on it with your graphics, put my name and my home phone number, and I'll go to the library and I'll get 15 cents a copy." So he did that. My friend Muhammad, thank you very much, Muhammad, wherever you are. And I went up to the library and I printed 20 copies because that's all the money I had in the world, 15 cents a piece. And I went to every neighbor's house in my neighborhood and I put out flyers. And two people called, believe it or not. It was the most exciting day of my life. I was 13 years old. I was too young to work anywhere. And I had my first two customers. So I show up, happy, white shirt, white pants, white sneakers. And I said, "I'm going to cut some grass today." And boy, was I happy. So I knocked on the door. And this older guy, probably in his 50s. I say older now, but I'm almost there. But then he was older. And he said, "Are you David?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Oh, there's the lawn." And I looked, and I just saw a little patch. I said, "Oh, man, that's great." He goes, "How much will you charge me?" I said, $20. He says, "I think you should go and look, son." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Just walk to the back." I walked to the back. It was probably an acre back there. I said, "Okay, how about $40? And he said, "Sure." And that was the hardest $40 to this day I think I've ever made in my life. But you know, it was well worth it. I ended up cutting lawns for about a year until I was about 14, and I think that's when my work permit started to come in. And it's funny enough to hear, you know, these stories and hear that you cut lawns and you did this and, you know, you did this to make ends meet. And to this day, my mom still refuses to buy me anything. But she always taught me hard work and dedication will get you where you got to go, get you on your way. And if it doesn't do anything, it'll teach you the lessons of hardship so you'll appreciate something when you have it. And let me tell you something. When I was 13, cutting lawns taught me everything I needed to know for the future. It taught me respect. Oh, and I never got the jacket and the sneaker, by the way. I figured, why should I spend my own money on something that was played out a year later? So I figured style changes. My mother told me that. She showed me her bell bottoms in the 80s and told me it was hot in the 60s and the 70s. And then they came back again in the 90s, which was crazy. But anyway, I learned a valuable lesson. I learned hard work will get you anything. Perseverance, if you try. I was always told by my mother, you'll never know if you can succeed at something if you don't try. So every time I needed something, I'd go and knock on more doors, get more money. And that worked all the way up to when I got out the Marine Corps, the same grass cutting business I started at 13. Got out the Marine Corps and I couldn't get a job. and I started a landscaping business. I went back to the basics, and I made lots of money doing it. So thank you, Baltimore. I appreciate it. And the moral of the story is, never give up. And I believe that if we fight today, we can make Baltimore better. Thank you.